I like poetry. I hope you do too. I like it because it's a great way to learn how somebody else views the world or how somebody feels, how somebody thinks. And I especially like hearing poetry from teens who take part in our programs here at the SLB Youth Media Center, because so much ends up being fresh ideas I've never thought about before, and certainly perspectives that are new to me too. And today we have two poets, one about to enter ninth grade at Pittsburgh Kappa, the other entering 11th grade at Shadyside Academy. I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves. We'll talk a little bit about how they feel about poetry, and then you'll get a chance to hear a couple poems from each. And why don't we start with Mahika? If you could just introduce yourself. This is a perfect time if you have any shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody.
Hi, I'm Mahika. I'm 16 years old at Shadyside Academy, and I love poetry because it's a great way for me to express my feelings about things and, you know, just kind of get it all out on the page. And shout-outs, I'm really grateful for my parents, especially my mom. She's read a lot of my poetry, and a lot of my peers, my friends. My friend Lindy, I send her almost all of my poems, and she'll kind of, you know, edit them for me and tell me what's working and what isn't. And then I have two teachers at school, Miss Peasker and Mr. McDougall, who are also some of my go-to people for poetry, so, yeah.
And sitting right on the right of Mahika is Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell me a little bit about yourself, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time.
Thank you. I'm Lisa. I'm going into ninth grade at Pittsburgh Kappa. I love poetry because it helps me express my feelings and I express, like, myself in general. For shout-outs, I want to shout-out my family in general, and my friends, too. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, Mahika, you mentioned, you both mentioned, actually, why poetry matters to you. When did it hit you that poetry is an important part of your life? When did you realize that I want to keep writing and writing is meaningful to me?
I think I wrote my first poem in like when I was 6 years old, actually. And I actually went back and read it a few weeks ago because I still have it. And I was like, I mean, obviously it was very funny. It was written by a 6 year old. But I remember how in that moment I just felt so like powerful. Like I just felt like I was putting my words down and like they actually made sense to me in that moment. And then kind of going into middle school, I joined my school's literary magazine, which gave me a big opportunity to read other people's work, which just helped me get inspired and write a lot more of my own work. And then just all throughout middle school, kind of anytime I didn't know how to express something I was feeling or get it out, I would just start writing and then I would just feel so much better afterwards. And then going into high school, I just continued to write. Obviously, you know, you'll get writing blocks and times where you take breaks, but it's just always been something in my life that I can come to when I need something to, like, confide in, honestly. So I just think I've kind of been able to develop my style a lot and my poetry, and it's just been super great. So.
Do you write just about every day?
Honestly, no. I'd say there will be times where, like, I haven't written in 2 weeks, and I'm like, okay, I need to write something. Even if it's bad, I just need to get something out, because then it'll, like, start flowing for me. So I'd say I write, definitely now I write a lot more. This summer, like, I've just been able, especially in camp, I've just been able to write a lot more. So I think, I'd say I write, like, 2 to 3 poems a week, but then I'll revise them throughout the week. So it is, like, a bit of editing every day, but during the school year, I definitely say a lot less, like maybe like once every 2 or 3 weeks. But yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to do that on a regular basis. Lisa, did you write something when you were 6 years old, or do you have memories of your first foray into poetry?
Not exactly, but I did write a lot of poetry and especially songs when I was little. My dad plays the guitar, and we would like make songs together, and that became poetry. A lot of it was kind of comedic too, honestly, sometimes not on purpose.
They didn't record any of it, did they?
No, thankfully not.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I got older, I kind of like came back to it, going to middle school, I would say. And I had been writing in general for a long time before that, but it wasn't poetry in specific. It was a lot of different things. But yeah, I got into poetry before middle school, and it definitely really helped me, like Mahika said, get through some like tougher times.
Well, I'm glad you're both here. The other thing I was talking before about why poetry to me is so important, it also can be quite personal. Not all poems are like all writing. Not all poems are 100% nonfiction, but the author's relationship to the poem, I think, is laid a lot more bare in poetry than it is in prose, at least from my feeling. It shows a little bit more, and I think it takes a lot of bravery as well. Now, each of you brought two to share, and we spoke earlier, Mahika, Lisa, and me, about sort of going back and forth. So you'll get a chance to hear a poem from Mahika, then from Lisa, and then another from Mahika, and another from Lisa. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Mahika. If there's anything you should do to present or put us in the context of the poem, or if you just want to let it stand on its own, that's fine too.
Yeah, so this first poem is called When Paper Wasn't Enough. I wrote it last summer. I have no idea where the inspiration came from. I think it was a situation where I just started writing and then it just came out. And then I spent a lot of time editing it. So, yeah. I always knew you loved to draw. Paper, a pencil, and a silent room. You would sit for hours with focus till the sun set and welcomed the moon. I always knew you loved to draw. Tiny flowers and big dreams on a page. Your art never ceased to amaze me. You were so mature for your age. I always knew you loved to draw. Your paintbrush was your weapon. You'd take it out when things got tough and when darkness would step in. I always knew you loved to draw, but you started trying something new. You traded paper for your skin and using red instead of blue. I always knew you loved to draw. I'm begging you to put the pen away. You tore up the sketchbook I got you, and it's getting hard for me to stay. I always knew you loved to draw, at least the person you were before. My grip on you is slipping slowly, and my arms are getting sore. I always knew you loved to draw. I wish you gave things another try. But the pen is out of red ink, so I guess this is goodbye.
Wow. That is incredible. And the judges, I know, in both of your cases, but really remarked so positively about both poems. Do you have any reaction, Lisa? I don't want to put you on the spot, but you both understand more about what it takes to create work like this than I do.
I remember listening it when listening to like the finalists and the winners and stuff, and that was my favorite poem of hers. I really like it and relate to it, and it's really impactful to me.
Yeah. How is your relationship with the poem, Mahika? You mentioned you wrote that It's been about a year, and it does your relationship with it change over time?
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously in some terms I have relation to all of my poems. I wouldn't say they're all about me, but I do think I definitely include like aspects of my life in all of my poems, even if I don't necessarily relate to them. That poem, I think it wasn't even something I was going through at the time. It was just something that like I had experienced before, you know, kind of wanting to be there for someone, but then also feeling like it's taking a toll on you yourself, is like trying to keep the relationship going, and then just feeling like you're also responsible for their mental health and them being okay, and it's just the weight's getting to be too much. I just think it was something I thought was important to talk about. But yeah, I think with all my poems, I definitely do have a relationship to them, but I wouldn't say that they're like, you know, specifically about my life or like about certain people.
Absolutely. And that's what I was specifically curious about, is just how you feel about the words, not yeah. so much about situationally to imply that it's actually yeah. 100% a true story or anything, because I know in what I do, I might listen to a recording from a radio program from 5 years ago and to have a relationship with how I feel about what happened in particular.
Yeah.
That's just, that's an incredible, the way you chose to construct that with the familiar, what becomes a very familiar lyric, and then the journey you take us on from beginning to end is really, really just remarkable.
Thank you.
Lisa, you're next. What would you like to share?
I'll start with the poem, My Sadness. It's about like the comfort in sadness and just kind of exploring how that plays out when you're like kind of suffocated by it near the end. My Sadness. I feel her lips when I open my mouth. She kisses my forehead when it's too loud. We shake our heads, the thoughts won't fall out. She holds my hand, we carry my doubt. She sounds like a clock, she looks like the air. I think it's forever, forever feels fair. I'm slow like a feather, so we curl up, sinking into my bed, never sinking enough. Her fingers trace tear streaks across my face. She sings me to sleep and lets me complain. She fills my head, and she's in my dreams. Cold but familiar, we feel like a team. I'm shivering, but together feels warmer. Everyone else decays to the former. Yeah.
That was amazing to listen to. I don't know if you feel this way, Mihika. The ending just blew me away as I listened to it. I was thinking throughout as you shared it. And it's almost like slamming on the brakes at the end, or just in a good way. It's like, what an incredible personification that you put together. When did you write that?
I think it was about a year ago or maybe a year and a half ago. I still relate to it, but it's I've edited it over time. It wasn't originally so much like this. I kind of edited things a lot as I go along.
Yeah, it's nice that you can have control over a poem like that if you choose to, that it can be malleable like that. Did you have any comments, Mihika?
It was just so beautiful. Honestly, I didn't listen to the audios of like the finalists because I just think I get like really critical when listening to my work versus other people's work. So I was like, maybe I just shouldn't. But honestly, it's so beautiful and it's so lyrical. Like I think I could imagine it like how you said you used to, you know, write songs with your dad. Like I could just imagine that like with a guitar in the background. Like it's so pretty. It just feels so like lyrical. I don't know. I really, and the words you use, it's so nice.
Wow, thank you. That was That was so much deeper than my just saying, that was my favorite.
It's the way we look in each other's work. If you're just joining us, Lisa just shared her poem. She's 14 and is heading into ninth grade at Pittsburgh Kappa. And the person who gave some remarks about the poem is Mahika, who is 16 and going into 11th grade at Shadyside Academy. They both placed in our Youth Media Center poetry contest. You can hear these poems again at slbradio.org/catalog. They're on the front page right now. And if you don't find them there, just search on poetry contest and they'll come up. Again, that's slbradio.org/catalog. Now we have one more from Mahika and then another from Lisa.
Yeah, so this poem is called Semicolon. Like, it's literally just the punctuation mark. And I wrote it a few months ago because I saw a post on Instagram for, like, Semicolon Day, which is basically, like, a semicolon is a symbol for mental health. And I just, I don't know, I thought it was an interesting theme and I wanted to write a poem about it. And obviously, like, you can't see the structure, but the structure for me was really interesting. I made the, like, line breaks and the, like, text colors and things like that and, like, the punctuation points, like, related to the words I'm saying. So, obviously, you can't see that, but just want to share that that's there.
I can see it, and it's really cool.
Thank you.
I saw the look on your face. Lisa looked at it, and that's going to make me want to go look at it, too. But
okay, so, yeah. A semicolon indicates a break. Stronger than a comma, but weaker than a period, a semicolon can create a pause for emphasis and is incorrectly used in lists and can appear on my wrists or on my hips, but never on my lips. A semicolon is where I could have ended the sentence, but I chose not to. Because a sentence is meant to stop at the last heavy breath when I can't feel my chest and the words seem to flow until there is nothing left. A sentence is meant to stop at the final cry after saying goodbye and one more glance at the pretty blue sky. A sentence is meant to stop at the perfect place surrounded by a familiar face and I am finally in no haste. A semicolon is not an ending. It is the breath between what hurts and between what comes next.
That was incredibly written but also delivered. Do you like to read your poetry aloud?
I actually really do. I think for a while it scared me, but I think I've just, like, gotten the opportunity to share it a lot more recently, and I also watch a lot of people, like, on social media perform their poetry. So for me, I think, like, the way you deliver a poem just adds so much to the meaning. Like, I think for me also, a lot of my poems on paper don't, like, read that well until I'm the one reading them. Like, I've actually gotten that comment a lot, which can seem like an insult, but I don't know. I just see it as a way to, like, deliver it better and make sure that the point gets across. So.
No, and between, as Lisa pointed out, between what your poem looks like on paper and what it sounds like through your voice and how it reads, putting that all together, it makes it really powerful. So, thanks. Any comments, Lisa?
Yeah, I almost didn't remember that one. They have similar themes. I kind of blended them together in my mind, but I really like that one too. It's really beautiful, and it's also really beautifully written. I like the flow a lot. Like, it just especially how you say it. Like you said.
Thank you.
Now we have one last poem for today from Lisa, and this one, I think, is this The Morning of Sky?
Yes. Yeah, it's about just, like, appreciating life, I guess. It's a much lighter poem, but I thought it'd give more variety. to the selections. It's called Morning of Sky. It's a dark morning, and Miss Knight takes her time, tenderly taking off the covers and peeling black the blanket of black, to reveal the ever-so-shy rise of sun. Sun, come out and shine, I smile, and she does. I crack my window, breathe the cool air, and gaze at the thin stratus pillows, yawning and stretching across the sky. Crisp pink and marigold fill my world. I watch past the foggy glass as light after light appear in the tall brick homes all the way up our hill. Scattered homes, winding roads, one more morning of sky.
Beautiful. That made me feel happy and also peaceful. What did you think, Mahika?
It just, like, again, like, the words you use in your poems are so pretty. Like, obviously, yeah, poetry is beautiful, but I think sometimes people tend to use, like, pretty basic words, but I just think you use such pretty imagery, and then it keeps building on each other, and it's just, like Larry said, I just feel so, like, calm right now. Like, I really like it. It's really pretty.
Thank you.
Do you like reading poetry aloud, or is this something that's a little new to you?
It's really nerve-wracking. It used to be a lot more of a struggle for me, even though I've gone here a long time, and that's something you do sometimes, like at SLB, you know, like open mic night, you share your work. You don't have to, but I kind of felt like it was something I wanted to start to do, and now I actually enjoy it. I mean, it's still very makes me very nervous, but I like getting it out there.
I hope you'll keep doing so when you're comfortable, because I hope you'll agree that you couldn't ask for a more supportive environment of people that aren't going to judge you or even give you feedback unless you want it. It's just a place to be. Mahika and Lisa, thank you both for being here. Is there anything else either of you wanted to say in about the minute or so we have left?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for having me. And also, I just want to say for anyone who like is thinking about writing poetry, even if you think and you've tried and you think your poetry is really bad, actually just like don't stop, because I just think it's just like such a nice feeling when you write a good poem and you can feel proud of it and feel like you've done something, like even if it's just for yourself to have and to look at and to come back to. I think it's such a great outlet for everyone. I think everyone should at least try it.
I totally agree. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks to both of you.